Hi there. The word for you today is on getting what you want. In Numbers 27, verse 4, we read, "Give us a possession among our father's brothers." The five daughters of Zelophehad are a great example of how to get what you want and go about it the right way. The Israelites were about to possess the promised land, and guidelines had been established for allocating the land among the various tribes. But the law back in that day said that only males could inherit the land. These five women thought this was unfair since it denied them the ability to inherit their deceased father's property. So they challenged this law by taking their case to Moses. Here's what they said. "Our father died in the wilderness and he had no sons. So give us a possession among our father's brothers." Now, since it was God who gave the law, only he could change it. So Moses took their case before the Lord, and here's what God told him. "The daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. You shall cause the inheritance to pass to them." These brave women took matters into their own hands. They had no men in their lives to speak up in their behalf, no husbands, no brothers, no sons. Yes, they had uncles, but it was unlikely that they would support them in their request, since they were asking for land that would, under the current plan, default to the uncles. So here's what we learn from this story. Three things. Number one, when something is unfair and unjust, God may be calling you to challenge it and work to change it. Number two, all things don't come to those who wait. Sometimes they come to those who are willing to go get them. And number three, man may close the door, but when you turn to God, he can open it for you. And that is the word for you today.